Malcolm Cochran. I'm a sculptor.
The Iroquoian as an icon goes back to pre-Columbian times, and looking through all the way up to much more contemporary things like the corn palaces in Iowa and festivals where people are eating corn and how central it is to the culture. Looked at the history in 1850, I believe it was, Ohio was the greatest, produced the most corn of any state in the mm-hmm. country, and still is. It's a very high production. But I thought, well, this is good. I mean, I'm making my argument for why this is an important image for this area, but it didn't have something really specific to the site. I talked with a woman in Dublin who is a local kind of historian, and can't remember how I got connected to her, but she said, oh, well, that was the site of Sam and Eulalia France's farm. That's why it's called France Road. And Sam is no longer living, but Eulalia lives down in southern Ohio near her daughter and son-in-law, and I can get in touch with her and see if she has any pictures. And about 2 weeks later, I got some photographs back, and they included pictures of the farm buildings, but pictures of a field with bags of with paper bags over the tassels of the thing to control the pollination, and a sign that said Sam, you know, France Farm, and showed the corn hybridization. And I thought, man, I've really struck it here. You know, I think it was my divining rod about what had been on that site proved to be more true than I could have imagined. You know, so it is not just generally about the history of farming and corn there, but in fact, the France connection really kind of cinched it for me.